The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Sometimes you just need to ponder the really big questions, like, are we alone? At the moment, yes, because we're self-isolating. Of course, the bigger point to ponder is whether we're alone in our existence in the vastness of the universe. Until now, all scientists and scholars had to go on was the Drake equation, named for Frank Drake, the father of SETI, who devised a shopping list of things to look for, which may point to life elsewhere in the universe. Ultimately, though, it provides no conclusion. Now, according to Forbes magazine, a group of scientists at the University of Nottingham, a place where you never want to tick off the sheriff, has come up with a new cosmic evolution-based calculation, which, when crunched, spits out the number 36. That's right. The current thinking pegs the number of intelligent civilizations to be at least 36, and that's just in our Milky Way galaxy. By their estimations, our galaxy holds 100 to 400 billion stars and roughly one exoplanet per star. Granted, the scientists have made a great deal of assumptions here. Key is that they figure it takes about 5 billion years for intelligent life to form on any planet, because that's how long it took on Earth. Another giant leap of faith is their estimation that a technological civilization will last at least 100 years, as it's done here, to which many Earthlings would say, hold my beer. At this point, the future doesn't look bright for 100 more. The number of civilizations depends on how long they've been sending out signals, such as radio transmissions from satellites and TV. No Netflix or Crave? I thought these civilizations were supposed to be intelligent. That brings us back to SETI and scanning the sky with the rays of radio telescopes. But lead author of the paper in the Astrophysical Journal, Assistant Professor Tom Westby of the Faculty of Engineering at Nottingham U, go merry men, is confident, saying, our new study simplifies assumptions using new data, giving us a solid estimate of the number of civilizations in our galaxy. Just one hitch. The average distance to one of these 36 civilizations is around 17,000 light years. So don't expect home delivery anytime soon. I'm Cal Cote. We go the distance by bringing you the freshest global grooves on this planet anyway. Check out our album cover of the week at worldbeatcanada.com. This week, Nihiloxica, Afro-industrial from Kampala. The album is called Kalali, a type of stork that feeds on urban decay. Here's Basoga, new Nihiloxica from World Beat Canada. Globaltronica piece from a quartet of West Coast world beaters, David Starfire and Arula giving voice to that song, and Jeff Stott and Drum Spider on Keepsake, a new single from World Beat Canada to you. Before that, Nihiloxica from Kampala and Busoga, some Afro-industrial music to get us started. You know who else has a brand new album out is Five Alarm Funk from Vancouver. They have recently signed to Rope-A-Dope Records on the strength of their just absolutely amazing playing over the course of the last 10 years. It's called Big Smoke, and this is the opening track, Awooga, another debut for you from World Beat Canada. Congratulations to Vancouver's Five Alarm Funk, not only on the signing to Rope-A-Dope Records, but also on putting out an amazing album that starts with that track, Awooga, and just keeps getting killer right through to the finish. No filler. It's World Beat Canada to Central Canada, the province of Ontario, the city of Toronto, and the Toronto Tabla Ensemble. With another brand new album called Unexpected Guests, we'll drop in on them next. I'm Cal Coat.
with the beat of the world on World Beat Canada.
By trumpeter Etienne Civette, that is the Bongo Hop, French and Colombian musicians for Jassou. And before that, we heard Toronto Tabla Ensemble, which is a teaching experience, and it's also a recording outfit. And we heard What's Going On. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it is a Rolling Stones classic. You know, Mick and the boys were supposed to be on tour, but that got kiboshed because of COVID-19. But Mick's a smart business person, and he's going to make some dough by suing Donald Trump for using their music. Here is Opium Moon with a global trance version of the Stones disco classic, Miss You, Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada. Musicians are keeping themselves busy these days. If they're in isolation and can't perform, they're recording like crazy. I have so many new debuts to share with you. The next comes from Global Rhythms Volume 2, put out by Tony Hainan, and it's Afrikoi, a Paris-based DJ crew from an EP called Time is a Gift Which We Share Together, and Endeko Solo. That's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. Good to have you along. I'm Cal Cook.
My friend, it is true. Time is a gift which we share. pra dentro de mim. A falta de ritmo quando canta. O som da sua risada. Eu apreço pela natureza. Otimismo e fé na vida. O jeito que me olha. Seu olhar de criança enquanto rola na areia. Passa seu rosto quando dorme. Seu sotaque falando português.
On the line from São Paulo, that is Yacht from Victoria EDM electronic and global funk outfit Astrocolor and their new album Hue. Before that, from Global Rhythms Volume 2 on NYJ Records, Afrikoi and Endeko Solo. Here is Kirsch Calais, one of the leaders in Tablatronics, with Danish dubstep vocalist Anne Rani and Malika Jam from World Beat Canada. Next to Eastern Europe, to Bulgaria specifically, for Zambo Agusevi and his orchestra and programmer architect Kotarashki together in a new remix of Macedonian Nightcrawler. We're on a ride on the global side from World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Cote. Good to have you here.
Thank you. poco de nada me faltaba. Tenía bastante lo demás, ¿qué más me daba? Y sin saber perdurar, de sonreír. Volvió a pasar la vida y esta vez respondí. Me puse en primera fila y al escuchar, yep, por fin entendí que me sobraban los motivos para estar contento, para ser feliz. Aposté por la vida a pesar de todo. ¡Claro que sí! Yeah, yeah. Gritaba la vida por verme así. Yeah, yeah. Gritaba tan alto que comprendí.
Cancer really sucks. We lost the lead singer and guitar player for Barcelona's Jarabe de Palo, Pau Donés, just this year, actually just a couple of months ago. He was just 57 years old. And that was Yep. Also in there, a remix from Brasses for the Masses from Zambo Agusevi and his orchestra, remixed by Bulgarian programmer architect Kotarashki and Macedonian Nightcrawler. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyright Communications. Check out Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Check out our Facebook pages for links and playlists. And that's Kelton A Twist and World Beat Canada. On the way out, we'll be inspired by the moon, as was Vanessa Zamora, a Mexican who makes psych pop disco funk. The track we'll hear is Rio, but our last word goes to George Eliot, who said the important work of moving the world forward does not wait to be done by perfect men or people.
Y
Copyright Communications.